You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And we're talking about dogs these days because we have a fabulous new dog book that we just published. It's called Chicken Soup for the Soul, Me and My Dog. And it's all about the magic that we experience as dog family members. How do dogs do it anyway? They act as our therapists. They manage to brighten even the darkest days. They're frequently hilarious. And sometimes they're even superheroes. And they make great companions, helping us to achieve our goals with their steadfast company. So I love the first story I'm going to share with you today. It's by Mary Guinane, and it's called Brave, Crazy, or Both. Because that's what Mary's family and friends thought when she announced that she would be embarking on a search for a new place to call home. She'd been living in a tiny town in South Dakota, but she wanted to figure out where she wanted to live going forward. So one September day, she and her dog hit the road with all their possessions in the car and on the roof, and with 6 months of reservations ahead of them. Mary did this even though she was terrified of being alone and she hated driving. And her dog wasn't a good car traveler either. As Mary stopped at the only stoplight in her little town on her way out, it turned red, and she thought that maybe she should just go back. But then, for the next hour, every girl power anthem ever written seemed to play on the radio, one after another. Cher told her to believe in life after love. Beyonce reminded her that girls run the world. And Rachel Platten sang her fight song. All the songs one would want to hear when some courage was needed came on the radio. For the next 10 months, Mary and her dog checked out possible new places to live. Some of the places where she'd made reservations turned out great, some not so much. At their scheduled month-long stay in Northern California, her vacation rental host turned out to be a crazy, angry guy. As he ranted and raved at her, Mary found that instead of dissolving into tears as she would have expected, she just laughed at him. It turned out she was already finding her new, more confident self on this trip. And leaving the crazy guy's place led to much better places to stay and allowed her to meet up with some friends. Mary says, "My journey was filled with unexpected ups and downs, often leaving me agreeing with those who had thought I was crazy to do it. Yet I also felt as if I were being guided. At last, I was learning to listen to the inner voice I had ignored for so long. My journey covered thousands of miles, 22 different beds, and a host of life-changing events over the course of 10 months. Today, I'm no longer traveling or terrified. My final destination turned out to be Palm Springs, California, a unique village that spoke to my heart and that I'm thankful to call home every day." Mary says that she ended up realizing that finding a home wasn't nearly as important as finding herself, and her trusty dog was by her side the whole time. In our next story, Marie Dufou discovers just how much a dog's companionship could help change her life. She starts off by telling us about the morning that she started to sweat for no reason. She wasn't exercising and she wasn't having hot flashes because she was years away from going through menopause, but she had a pain in her left arm. So she asked her neighbor to take her to the emergency room. It turned out that Marie was having a heart attack at age 40, and she was a size 2 who ate vegetables and lean meat and no junk food ever. She thought she was doing everything right, except she wasn't. She didn't exercise. Marie's doctor blamed her sedentary lifestyle for her heart attack. She worked at home, so she didn't even get the normal exercise that we get if we have to leave our homes to commute somewhere. No running for the train, no parking, walking into a building, no walking out to get lunch. Marie didn't even need to get out of her pajamas. The doctor told her to start running, slowly at first, maybe 50 feet, stop, walk, rest, run another 50 feet. Marie's husband was already a runner. He could do 5 miles a day without even breathing hard, but Marie couldn't go with him as he was way too fast for her. The solution came from Karen, the neighbor who had driven Marie to the hospital. She suggested that Marie walk her dog, Roxy. Marie did love Karen's dog, Roxy, a 9-year-old Labrador retriever. Before Marie could even tell Karen that she thought it was a great idea, Roxy started barking through their shared backyard gate. Then she walked through that gate, carrying her leash, and came right up Marie's back stairs and into her kitchen. So that was it. Roxy was apparently volunteering to be Marie's personal trainer. Marie picked up the leash and headed out the front door with Roxy. Instead of doing that normal dog thing, you know, sniffing everything, which can be really frustrating when you actually do want to get some exercise, Roxy just kept going. She really put Marie through her paces, and she even did interval training, alternating between walking slower and trotting along faster. The following day, Marie had a deadline for a piece she was writing, so she was going to skip exercise. But then she heard Roxy barking. When she went to look, there was Roxy, her leash in her mouth, heading up the kitchen stairs, and it was at the same time as the day before. Marie called Karen to see if she had made this happen, but Karen said she knew nothing about it, and she was surprised that Roxy had shown up carrying her leash. She had left Roxy sleeping in the house. Roxy ended up being Marie's exercise buddy for the next 3 years, showing up at 3 in the afternoon every single day. Then, one morning, the phone rang very early. It was Karen with bad news. Roxy had died in her sleep. And then Karen told Marie something that blew her away. Roxy had a defective heart. Apparently, she had died of a heart attack during the night. Marie went over to see her, curled up in her dog bed, peaceful, with her leash right next to her, ready to go over to Marie's house so the two of them could go out and get some exercise, for the good of both their hearts, as it turned out. Marie kept up the running, and now she does it every day with her own lab, a gift from her husband. As she leaves the house every day with her new dog, she looks over at the urn that she keeps in her living room, the one that holds Roxy's ashes. She's still checking in with Roxy, letting her know she is going out for their walk. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Me and My Dog. You can find all our books, including this one, on Amazon for sure, and also a large selection of our new and older titles at Barnes & Noble. And you can find our newer books, including Me and My Dog, at Walmart, Kroger, Fred Meyer, Myers, and other big box retailers. Now, do you have your own story to share with our readers? We're always looking for new people to join the Chicken Soup for the Soul writing family, and we're already looking for dog stories for our next dog collection, plus stories about a variety of other topics. Just go to chickensoup.com, click on the Books pull-down menu, and then choose Submit Your Story, and we'll show you all the topics we're working on, and we'll guide you through the process of submitting your story. And please come back for our next episode for a couple of stories about the most amazing coincidences from our best-selling book about angels and the miraculous.